is a problematic life situation. And some of you may believe that it is uniquely yours, the fact that this, you are, your life situation is uniquely problematic. But that's not the case, I'm sorry to say. And if your life situation, I'm not talking about your life or this moment, I'm talking about your life situation. If your life situation is not problematic right now, just wait a little. Because you may have hit the brief interlude between problematic events that sometimes occurs. And then the next thing happens. So it's in the nature of one's life situation to be problematic and to some extent to be unresolved, to present certain dilemmas. They look like your very own personal dilemmas, but if you look underneath the surface appearance of the apparent personal dilemmas, you find they have a great deal in common with other people's dilemmas. Only the surface is a little different. Now, you can go to many workshops, and there's nothing wrong with them, they're wonderful, that are to do with how to solve your personal dilemmas, how to create a better future, how to achieve this or that. And that's fine. This is not what we are here for, however. It's not dealing with the horizontal dimension of your life, but something that most people overlook almost continuously, and that is the vertical dimension. One could say the dimension of depths, inner depths. Instead of going out that way, we are going in more deeply into the vertical, which is inseparable from what we call the now, this moment, all there ever is. The now that is usually overlooked because your attention is almost completely absorbed by the horizontal dimension, which is your life situation, your personal dilemma, your problems, and all the things of this world that demand your continuous attention. This matters, matters. And you can feel the pull of the world as soon as you step out of the protected space of this retreat center. You feel the pull of the world pulling you this way and that way and saying, give me your attention, this really is important. And of course, it may well be relatively important. Relatively important. But is it absolutely important? But even within the space, the protected space of this retreat center, the world does not leave you alone, because it also exists in your head as the continuous stream of thinking, of thought processes, and of emotions associated with those thought processes. And that is the world that is carried in your head that doesn't leave you alone, even in the protected space of the retreat center. So you could be sitting here and your attention being absorbed completely by your thought processes suddenly. You're